There used to be Drear of Orwell women about here one time. You used to print your writing all the folks in the parish had what little zits they had. There was old Granny Jones, or old Granny Morris, and one or two more old brimstone bitches that was forever zeeing tokens and ghosties and signs, and nobody knows what nonsense besides. And a great many people was out enough to believe such trade. They used to go to them for charms and to have their fortunes told. One day, four or five was got together in Granny Somebody's house, I forget which 'twas now, but howsomever, there was a larkish kind of chap handy that zid the lot go in. I think his name was Jacobs. So he thought he'd just like to hear what they was on upon. So he slips over hedge into the garden and creeps in under the open winder. There they was round the table, telling fortunes in their teacups. One was to hae a carriage stop at her door, and another was to see a stranger of our night, and a lot more was such old zout foolishness. And then one of them began to tell how she heard a screech owl several times the night afore, and 'twas a certain token of death to somebody or another she knowed. "Yes," says another, "one blew close by my uncle's head, and I get a terrible screech, and the poor old man come home and went to bed, and was a corpse afore the week was out." Then another old fool told a yarn about a girt high thing all in white that she did one morning in old Cooper's garden, afore it was light, when she was going out to washing. "Ah," says a old dove in the house behind her, "only last night I was putting a few sticks under my kittle to boiling up for me tay, when all at once the room seemed to get mummy. So I looked up, and massy me, if there wasn't a girt ugly black thing, with eyes very near as big as the top of one of these teacups, just outside the winder, staring in at me. I did gee such a squawk." While all this was going on, Jacobs whipped down the garden, and got a wool galley bagger that was there, and ties on to the wool dimmon's oven rubber that was laying again the wall, and directly a minute the wool fool was telling how she squawked at the girt black thing she did the night afore, Jacobs ran the wool galley bagger right through winder, on top of the table, right in the middle on him. They didn't stop there a second look at it, but roared out and blew out of doors like bees out of a tail. 'Twas some time afore they come back, and while they was away, Jacobs put the gallybagger in his place again, so they didn't know the game he had with him. But the yopple they made over it so terrified their neighbours that lots of them was afeard to go out of doors in the dark for months afterwards. That's all I know, Hugh.